Pardon me for taking a liberty, sir, but it occurred to me that you may not know that priests suffer certain restrictions in Glantry. For decades, the practice of clerical magic was highly discouraged. To put it baldly, even Père Simon, Prince Etienne's own brother, had to remain in hiding in fear of his life for many years. Today, a much more liberal policy exists. Priests aren't precisely burned at the stake or broken on the wheel and snapped on the rack, but it might be in your best interest to register at the border and refrain from vulgar displays of magical powers. I have letters signed by Dom Camille that will allow you passage in Glantry. Each letter permits you to cast one specific kind of clerical magic. The first is for the practice of healer. As such, you could cast only healing magic while Glantrians are about to observe you in a clearly unobstructed manner. The second is for the practice of a provider. You could cast only spells that create food, water, and the like, and, of course, it should be with the said Glantrians observing you in the aforementioned unobstructed manner. If you should conjure up water, might I recommend it have an invigorating and bubbly quality to it? The Glantrians like that sort of thing. The third and last is for the practice of investigator. You may only use magic that finds and analyzes things. Cast a spell not of the approved type where Glantrians can see you, and you can be charged with illegal clericism. And, of course, punished. Punished rather severely. Well, to be quite honest, executed. Slowly. Now, feel free to choose any one of these letters, but I remind you, whichever one you choose, you will be looked upon with great suspicion by some while you are within Glantry's borders. Of course, you can just pretend to be an easily identifiable, somewhat boorish, garden-variety type of fighter of the lowliest class. In that case, I recommend that you carry a sword, even if you can't use one. That will help complete the disguise. This way, you would be under no suspicion, for mindless thugs are somewhat the rule in Glantry. On the other hand, if you do assume said disguise and were then observed casting any spell and whatsoever, and turned in, you would be tried and executed. This is quite an important decision, so think it over tonight and tell me your choice in the morning.